PC. Yeah, how are you today, Jerry?
Down today.
The road for a moment or two.
It's a good Thanksgiving. I hadn't been on the radio that much. The last few weeks I've been busy in the mornings and in the afternoons for most of the guys around.
Yesterday is the first time I'd heard you in a while, and I was starting to wonder if something happened.
I feel like I've just been tied up with other stuff. We've had to keep our grandkids a couple of days a week and had to go to a wedding a while back. It's just been one thing right after another, it seems like, trying to get ready for Christmas. And we got the grandkids for about 3 or 4 days at the end of next week, so we're just trying to get prepared for the onslaught.
While you can, huh?
Self-sufficient. They're 11 and 9, but they got their own things they do. They don't, you know, they don't need much entertaining, but they get bored when they're here sometimes, when they, you know, because they got all the stuff back in the house. We may run back over there one day, spend one night. Daughter and son-in-law, they headed out of town for a few days, so we're gonna watch them and we may keep them over there a couple of days. All I know is the traffic sure ain't getting any better. I bet it's horrible for you today.
No fun out here on Wade Hampton on Thursdays.
Is it business picking up any able to get stuff, or is it still in short supply?
Across the company, purchase average is up over last year, but your supply is still down. You can't get things. People are just spending money like it's no tomorrow, but I don't know where they're getting it all.
A lot of things are still in short supply and bringing premium prices. Nobody's, there's still a lot of stuff for sale, but there's nothing on sale that's, electronic stuff is hard to get right now, and anything else to do with anything that's got any steel in it is hard to find too, it seems like. I don't know whether steel producers are not making as much of what's going on with it. Everything is, people stock it up on everything. Once they see something, they'll buy everything, about all they got sometimes just to stock up on it. I think that's causing, more like hoarding stuff. I think that's causing some of it, at least in some areas I know.
But I'm not sure how much, and I don't think we'll ever really know. But I don't know what the answer is or what's going on, but there's something happening.
I'm trying to figure out where they're getting all the money. I mean, I'm retired, but a lot of people, so many people are still, of course, they say the unemployment is the lowest it's been in 50 years, but all these places are so short-handed. I'm wondering whether people are just sitting back and not working, or what's going on with it.
The answer there is either, but I'm out here having to work for a living. I ain't figured it out.
I was talking to somebody that was in the MD store about that. You know, Icon's got a new handheld that's been out over a year ago now, and they started shipping it this month. It's going to be about $100 more than everybody thought it was going to be. I've been on the list for one for over a year, so I've already had everything ready to buy one. So hopefully I get it maybe by the end of December, 1st of January. But I've been on the list for that thing for well over a year.
52.
Got a Kenwood D-74A that I use on D-Star and satellite stuff, but the Icon rigs handle D-Star a lot better than anybody, than the D-74 is a good radio and it does D-Star okay, but Icon basically brought D-Star to the United States. It does a lot better job than anything else does. It's just new, it's got a color screen that's a little bigger, it's easier to read, and it's a little more durable. The 74 is a good radio, and it's got a lot of features on it, but it's just, seems like it's always been a little delicate to me. The battery didn't fit watertight on it like it does on the 51s and 52s. So I'm looking forward to it. It's a little bigger radio, so maybe it'll help my eyesight, too, because the color screen always helps, too. It's not a touch screen, thank goodness. I'm glad they didn't put that on there.
A couple of YouTube videos on that little handheld, and it looks like it's going to be a little solid radio, but I still ain't figured out how to get on the D-Star.
You may be close enough to get into that. I think there's a repeater up there, a D-Star repeater up in Hendersonville, or trying one or two. I've got into it a time or two from Greenville near Malden on a handheld before, but haven't tried it recently. But, yeah, I just use mine with a hotspot. That's a lot easier to handle. I just stay on one reflector and move it around. And I got a D-Star repeater in Clemson, but you have to be almost on top of it. It's so low to the ground, you have to be almost on top of it to get it to key it up.
Spot that I use with my DMR that I could jump over on. But like I said, I don't know if I've got it set up right or not. And I don't know if you heard it or not, but I went and got my general license.
No, I hadn't heard that. That's great news. That puts you in the home of the ball game now. You gotta start working on that shift stuff now.
Not what I'm messing with that I have.
Internet has I think you told me you had a 5100. That 5100 is a good radio. I hope they come out with that in their color screen, but that's a great radio. I'm pretty sure that's the one you got. It's got nice big screens, easy to read too. And I think that thing's remote, got a remote head on it too. Matter of fact, I think it comes that way. I think you have to add something to get it attached to the radio. Those are good radios. A lot of people use them for satellite too. But, one of these days you need to try D-Star. To me, D-Star is a little easier. Except for one thing, it's easier for me to program the DMR is. And plus, it's not terribly busy. It stays busy, but it's not like DMR on some of the things where you have to kind of wait to get a word in edgewise.
What I haven't figured out is I got registered with D-Star. The part I haven't figured out is how to get the radio onto there without tying up or messing up somebody else, because I've watched videos where if you get it linked to that repeater or that talk group or however they do it, that you have to unlink everything also, and that's what I don't want to mess up. So I don't know what to do there. I can't find an exact procedure for that.
Way to do that is on the radio. It'd be hard to explain over there, but there's a way to do that, and I do that. I usually just stay on one reflector all the time, 30C, 30 Charlie, and my hotspot will do all of DMR, because if fusion and all that stuff, of course, I don't think you can do fusion, using a D-Star radio, but I just stay, my hotspot automatically connects me to reflector 30C, and then there's a way to, you can actually hit a button on it and unlink it on the radio, and not having the 52A in hand, the 52 to 5100 are almost, the setup is basically identical, just like the 705, and when I get it in hand, I might be able to help you out with that, but it's not that complicated to do it, but once you get linked to a reflector, it's best to unlink it. If you go through a repeater, you get there go through the repeater itself, just the local, and you get some repeaters you can link up to a reflector, but with a hotspot, it makes it a whole lot easier. That way you can link it and unlink it a lot easier, and you're not going through somebody's repeater either that way.
Afternoon or something like that, I can get in touch with you, and we can sit down and I can figure it out. But I'm going to have to jump off here. I'm at my next stop, Jerry. I just wanted to say hello. I hadn't talked to you in a while. You or Bill, either one, much. I talked to Bill a little bit, but not much. So I'll say 7-3s for now, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final, Jerry.
Good deal, Patrick. Good talking to you. Yeah, we'll get together sometime and see if we can't get that thing set up. Have a good day. 73, N4DJC, clear.